All around Australia on Triple M and through the listener app as well. This is Malloy. Mick Malloy, Limo to join us soon. We've got a lot more to come on the big Monday show, but right now joining us in studio, it's Titus O'Reilly on Malloy.
Titus, thanks for swinging by. We always love having you on the program.
Yes.
And of course, Neroli Meadows normally does Monday, but unfortunately for her, she's quarantining after her time in India and is doing, it's harrowing, but is in the Maldives as we speak.
I skipped quarantine. My wife just gave birth to 9 children, so I got out of that country pretty fast.
Interesting.
Hey, that's a big day, isn't it?
Yeah. They're already better than North Melbourne, so those 9 kids.
It's really an entire team, isn't it?
Look, it's more than I was hoping for. I have fingers crossed for 7.
5 boys, 4 girls. I mean, that's got to be a good...
At that point, you don't even learn their names, do you?
No,
that's too much. That's right. To B1, B2, B3, B4. Let's get into it. Where do you want to start? What's taking your fancy
over
the weekend?
Well, I think golf. I know what a fan of golf you are.
I am.
This story would resonate with you. Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay, the biggest hitter in the world,
He very interesting stroke.
It's a weird technique.
It's controversial, but it works.
He's probably 50 metres bigger than anyone else.
He was playing the Wells Fargo Championship.
Yes.
And he had not a great round, shot 71, thought, I'm missing the cut. He'd missed the cut. So he got on his private jet. This is a very relatable story for all the weekend golfers listening. We've all done it. He'd organised his private jet to pick him up. He'd flown all the way home, over 2,000 kilometres, when he found out that he actually had made the cut.
Oh, no.
And luckily he had a special relationship with the private jet company that he was able to organise one.
To take him back.
Got all back on the jet, flew back with an hour to go.
Oh, my God.
To play again.
How'd he go?
He went all right. Not great. He had a few too many drinks on the plane. It was free drinks the whole way. Do you remember this? Jeff Ogilvie did this too.
Ogilvie.
He finished up at it. He thought he was going to miss the cut. Went to get a flight out. Before he got on the plane, they said, no, you've actually made the cut. Got him back. Yeah. But he'd already checked his golf clubs in.
Oh.
And couldn't get him back.
Had to use a pair of Sitter loaders. Hey, can I loan you? But you know what I do? Sam Pang pointed this out to me last time we played golf together. He said, congratulations, we finally finished the round. Because if I'm not having a good time, I just storm off. So I don't wait to make the cut. If I get six holes in, and I don't like the way this is shaping up.
Yeah.
I am known to hightail it back to
you
the club.
You think it's like a computer game? That you can just turn off the computer when it's not going well.
Can I tell you about my favourite round of golf ever? And this was at my golf club, the National Golf Club. And we all went out there. So it was Saturday, all 3 courses were chock-a-block.
Right.
And then the sirens went off, the lightning sirens. So when the sirens go off, everyone has to come in. So everyone comes in and it's storm came through. Mm. Let's call it an hour and a half, 2 hours. So everyone's in the clubhouse. Everyone's drinking like a maniac. And then they go, all right, we're good to go. The worst golf cards in the history of the National were handed in that day. As like 180 pissed men
getting back out.
Found their way back out onto the course. So you've got to be careful when it comes to golf.
Oh, what terrible. Else have we got? We should mention that they're looking at using bamboo instead of willow
in
cricket bats.
Is this true?
This is true.
For what reason and what end?
So the real reason is willow, it takes a long time to grow. You would know this. Always growing willow. 15 years.
What do you call it? Botanist?
Forestry.
Yeah. Whatever.
You're proving what an expert you are straight away.
You're an arborist.
It takes 15 years. There's a shortage. So they've done some tests and showed bamboo can actually work just as well, if not better, than willow.
Okay. Who's done these tests?
These scientists have done these tests. They could have been doing a vaccine. But instead they went, no, let's not get distracted by this minor pandemic. Let's focus on what's important in life, and that's improving cricket bats.
Working on the new bamboo bat.
But the best thing about it is bamboo is not a wood. It's not a tree. It's a grass.
Right.
And anyone that's played club cricket knows grass is often used to improve performance.
There's a time and a place for bamboo. It's on the pan pipe. Is that, that's bamboo? Is that bamboo? Is it?
Perhaps the bats can be built to just, you can also blow on them in between. Play a bit of a tune after year to six.
Hey, I don't want to play with a bamboo bat. I want to play with the willow. What about the aluminium bat? There was one in history.
Dennis
Lilly's. Do you remember the...
Yeah, it got banned straight away.
It got...
But because Dennis Lilly carried it out, they all sold out and he made a fortune. And then they were banned. So everyone bought them.
We had Greg Chappell on the front bar recently and he said, Sam, he said, I just had to go. He said, his most important job as captain of the Australian cricket team during that period was being like a teaser pony for Dennis Lilly and getting him on the pitch, off the pitch. And when he saw him walking, when he saw him walking out with a bat, he knew Dennis was trying to get a reaction out of him. So he just said, I'm not even going to bother. I'm going to wait. That? And then when the umpires.
Yeah. But that aluminium bat, he was able to take it back to South Australia for a 5-cent refund.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back with more sport with Titus O'Reilly.